If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Yeah, Adam Schiff made big news this week, right? Saying there is more than circumstantial evidence of collusion in the Russian. It is good for him.
What happened to Boris Epstein? Suddenly he is gone. What happened?
Boris is gone, and presumably Natasha as well.
Musan Squirrel.
Yeah, that probably looked a little too obvious to them. The guy is actually Russian. That was probably a little much, even for the Trump White House. This is the other rumor rocketing around. As of Saturday evening, rumors swirling that Mike Flynn cut a deal with the FBI is now informing on his old boss, the president. Oh, no. What a bad week it was.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Or is the president his boss?
Or is he?
Is someone else his boss?
Smeary guys are back. This whole story cries out for Smeary guy.
What if a car were crafted, not just manufactured?
But were they manufactured in America?
Okay. Or they were they womanufactured?
Okay.
Do the math on that. It'll run it down to the shop.
Yeah, the CNN national security expert said Paul Manafort and Roger Stone are going to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. First of all, they're not going to be under oath, and it's going to be behind closed doors.
In the Manafort.
Yes, in a Manafort. Literally. And then they will pull the rope up so no girls can get out. Right.
What the hell do you kids do to the sofa? Make a Manafort. Leave us alone, Buck.
I don't know. So, did Michael Flynn flip? We'll find out. Oh, my.
Yes.
Hello. My name is Josephina. I have my voice distorted because I was once Manafort, but then I turned state's evidence. Now I'm Josephina. As you can tell wig.
It puts the lotion on its arm. Arms are against the hose.
It puts the lotion on its skin where it hits the holes again.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah, he just sounds like that normally. Ted Levine. The brilliant Ted Levine.
You've played bad.
Wonderful character actor. Mm-hmm.
You've played bad guys in a lot of things. Yeah. Don't they all just look guilty? Women are like Paul Manafort. Guilty. That guy's
guilty.
Look at him.
Yeah, look at his eyes. Look at
Yeah.
Every picture of him is like,
If you're a character actor, study those NLP moves for the eyes. When you're lying, you're looking up. You're looking up, wondering what to Nunez say next. When you're remembering, you're looking down. You're looking down when you remember. That's
don't they
NLP.
Have, like, Carter Page, don't they have media consultants that can say, stop smiling?
And also,
it makes you look guiltier. Stop smiling.
Also, Nunez looked like he had, like, a Charles Manson sort of thing in his forehead.
Yes.
I think they finally got rid of that.
They marked him. He's been marked. Where is your loyalty, Mark?
They put some kind of compound makeup on me. I swear to God, look inside your heart.
Rob Reiner tweeted, Nunez is clearly partisan for the sake of the preservation of our democracy. We need an independent commission, a special prosecutor now.
Yep.
Now.
Yep.
Do it now.
Do it now.
Before there's any more dead Russians, right?
I'd take any kind of prosecutor. Now, what I keep noticing how they keep talking about it just keeps never happening.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's go. Special. Get a regular prosecutor. Yeah. Get some guy, get public defense, anything.
We need Columbo, right? So one more thing.
One more thing. I'm just thinking about that. Nice shoes, by the way. Oh, yeah.
And with the guest
Carter Page would fall for that. Oh, thank you. I got them in Cleveland.
I may have got some shoes in Cleveland.
It might have been Cleveland.
But
why not?
I certainly didn't have any shoes outside of Cleveland.
Nobody wants me with a trolley in the back outside Cleveland.
So let's check him on the sweaty glistenometer. Ooh, a 7. He's schwitzy.
George Takei tweeted, I take comfort in the fact that while Trump and his cohorts are bad hombres, they are also stupid and careless. The gig is nearly up.
They are douchebags.
You are a douchebag.
Okay.
Basket is more of a gift.
Chelsea Handler tweeted, technically, Donald Trump and I passed the same amount of health care bills today. This news is so much fun.
Doink, doink, doink.
John Viener tweeted, people are celebrating because the government failed in trying to kill its own citizens. This is where we are.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what to say about last week, Rick Overton. I don't know what to say about it.
It's a problem that isn't brand new, but the level of recognition and as to seeing the problem for what it is, that's brand new.
Yeah.
That's what happened last night is people finally saw what's been going on for a while, and it's woken a lot of people up.
Yep.
New people, if you see an overhead view of the inauguration and then an overhead view of the Women's March, this is the ratio I'm talking of. Wake up.
Yeah. That's the big story.
Millions of people. Millions of my people.
Look at how many chicks dig me.
My people, they all dig me. They love me.
They're all plotting for me.
This is the big story of last week is the resistance works, right? Vive la resistance. Oh, I forgot that lady had more
bonbons. I would switch the word to insistance.
Yes. Insist on your resistance.
Vive la insistance. Start making demands and stop being, I'm just pushing against something like Sisyphus the whole time. We get to assign them for what they are. You're no longer the boulder against me. Now you're kind of, it's the snowball gag, but in reverse. It's a snowball rolling down into a desert valley. It's going to be a puddle by the time it gets to the bottom.
And we had a thing of beauty, Ted Koppel telling Sean Hannity he's bad for America.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm Ted Koppel.
And you
are a douchebag.
We have to give some credit to the American people that they're somewhat intelligent and that they know the difference between an opinion show and a news show.
Yeah.
You're cynical. Look at that. Yeah.
I am cynical because,
you think we're bad for America? You think I'm bad for America?
Yes.
You do?
In the long haul, I think you and all these opinion
shows. That's sad, Ted.
No, you know why?
That's sad.
Because you're very good at what you do and because you have attracted a significantly more influential. Let me finish the sentence before you do that.
With all due respect,
you have attracted people who are determined that ideology is more important than facts.
Yes.
Ooh, bam! Boomer. Mic drop.
Pow!
That was like Walter Cronkite talking to Steve Doocy.
No, it's my turn to talk, and you need to shut up now.
I'm Ted Koppel,
and this is
a douchebag.
The mainstream is having a water crisis. They're running out of water.
Zeta in Florida, you're on with the crew. Hello, Zeta.
Hi.
Hi.
First time caller.
Oh,
and I'm
yay.
From Buffalo.
Up the transit from Mama's hometown of Lackport, New York.
I just had to tell you how politically brilliant your show is.
Oh. Thank you.
And I just started watching about a year ago, and I just love it.
Oh, thank
And I have a question for Jim Ward.
Yes. Jim, it's for you.
I saw the old movie, The Night of the Iguana, the other day, and the bus driver was an actor named Jim Ward.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I'm wondering if it was your Jim Ward in his younger days.
Jim Ward is in his younger days, ma'am. What's your point? How dare you?
Night of the Iguana?
Anyway, I love your show.
Thank
I think it looked like it could have been him because it looks like he does now when he was a little bit lighter weight in those days.
Oh.
Hmm.
Jim was never a lightweight, ma'am. Jim has always been a heavyweight of the industry.
Hmm. Yes.
Rick.
He should be a Knight of the Chameleon.
Yes.
This is what this guy
Very
is.
Nice. Very nice. I wrote a joke over the vacation. Would you like to hear it?
Please tell.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration.
Yes.
Shall forever be known as Crap-a-Lot.
And Crap-a-Lot. That's how
moments.
Conditions are.
Ugh.
Run, boy, run! Tell the tale of Crap-a-Lot.
What I love is this has exposed this like fraud of a party just in 1 week's time, right?
What
they're on
else?
The side of Russians, the Russians, not a hostile foreign government who attacked us. And this, they were finally exposed for the fraud they are with this healthcare stuff that they've been, right?
They bought the presidency from Acme.
Yeah.
And all you have to do,
and
some
the bird
of this.
Seed, the bird seed exploded.
It's like the movie War of the Worlds. Some of it you fight, some of it you run, and some of it you wait. And they all just start falling over.
Right.
And now the tripods are all just falling over now. There's only so much you could do to fight them externally. And then you watch, and they just start tripping over each other.
Yes. The bird seed exploded. Now they're trying to use the movable hole in the mountain to get away.
That's right.
And they can't.
That's it.
They're trying to use the rocket skates, and they can't.
They can't. And nice. Warner-tastic.
And did you love this? So they bought TV commercials in advance to run during basketball games.
In March Madness.
Taking credit for passing Trump Care.
And real protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Thank Congressman David Young for keeping his promise and replacing the Affordable Care Act with the better health care you deserve. Thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock for keeping her promise and replacing the Affordable Care Act with the better health care you deserve.
Really?
Thank Congressman David Valadao for keeping his promise and replacing the Affordable Care Act with the better health care you deserve.
She's sitting hilarious. In the studio going, how many of these now? How many of these do you want?
God, really?
Do same voice for everything?
Again?
Yeah?
Oh,
okay.
What a bunch of
something terrific.
Bombs.
Something terrific. I'm replacing it with something terrific.
That's
believe
nice,
me.
Nice forethought.
Believe my fingers. Believe me.
I you know, that why they're so stupid they never even thought to call it Romney Care. They missed the opportunity of a lifetime. They blew it. It's hilarious to me.
Oh, my God.
This is falling apart
very quickly,
and I'm very interested to see how tomorrow shapes up.
Yeah. Jim Ward, who has pointed out that Paul Ryan is starting to look very much like a lemur,
mm-hmm.
must have looked even more so when Trump tweeted about, watch Jeanine Pirro this week. And here's what Jeanine Pirro said.
Paul Ryan needs to step down as Speaker of the House. The reason? He failed to deliver the votes on his health care bill, the one trumpeted to repeal and replace Obamacare, the one that he had 7 years to work on, the one he hid under lock and key in the basement of Congress, the one that had to be pulled to prevent the embarrassment of not having enough votes to pass.
Mm. Wow.
Remember the Ed
Hold
Sullivan
your
show?
We have our new drunk Diane Sawyer.
Remember the Ed Sullivan show? The guy spinning the plates. This administration is going, and just sticking a plate and just leaving it and walking away. Crash. Crash. I'm not.
I love that.
Let me try that.
And you'd think they'd stay up. You'd think they'd stay up, but they don't know how to do spin.
No.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, you clean that. You get that. Watch that. And put that anywhere.
I would have given anything to see the giant dinosaurs. See the wine glass come up from under the Fox graphic. Hey, step down! She's like Trump's drunk TV wife. It's not your fault, honey.
God is thanking Fellini for the punch-up on the script right now.
20 minutes after the hour. Rick Overton live in studio. How fun is that, right? Oh, my God. The Stephanie Miller Show.